kick it. That is delicious. And here is Swan, deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel with the most likely clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackey. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Lucas gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. He's kicked it back. He's put out free to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
Good afternoon, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to round 22 of Team Talk. I'm your host, Luke, and I'm joined by my esteemed expert panelists, Hugo.
Thanks.
And Riley.
Luke.
Yes.
Nice to have you guys on the show again.
Yep.
Are you guys as excited for this round of football as I am?
Yes.
Which game, Hugo, are you looking forward to the most out of all the games?
Probably
Geelong versus Bulldogs. I reckon that will be an interesting game.
Okay. And Riley, which game are you looking forward to the most?
West Coast Collingwood.
Okay. Personally, I'm looking forward to the top of the ladder clash, the Swans versus the Hawks. I think that's going to be a belter. Let's jump straight into the action, boys. What's the first game of the round?
Okay. Richmond v Essendon, MCG, Friday 7:50, all tonight. Yeah, Richmond in, David Asprey, Matt D, Jake Batchelor, out Jake King with a foot, Ben Griffiths, concussion, and Brandon Ellis. For Essendon in, Nathan Lovett-Murray, Scott Gumbleton, Tate Pearce, Nicholas O'Brien, Mark Bagley, out Dustin Fletcher, hip, Sam Lonergan, Patrick Ryder, knee, Jake Carlisle, ankle, and and Brendan Lee's out, new, Nicholas O'Brien, North Ballarat Rebels.
Friday night, add the lights, Essendon versus Richmond. If Essendon wants to play finals football, they just have to get the job done here. Hughes, will Essendon bounce back from the drubbing they got from Carlton?
I don't reckon they will, because their midfields aren't as good,
okay.
I reckon.
So who are you picking in this one, Hughes?
Probably Richmond.
Okay, and Riley, who are you picking?
Yeah, Richmond.
You're picking the Tigers. So you're both going with the Tigers tonight?
Yeah.
Yes. Richmond, they played well against Fremantle last week, so you think they'll just walk all over the... Will it be a big win, Hughes, or a little win?
Oh, in between.
So give me a points value.
20?
Yep. And Riley, how much do you think the Tigers will get up by?
15.
15? Now, on that game, we've got Jack Riewoldt, who's a chance for the Coleman medal. Who do you think's going to win the Coleman medal this year for the most goals kicked?
I reckon Buddy.
You still think Buddy?
Yeah.
And who do you think, Riley?
Buddy.
Buddy?
Oh, actually, wait. I think Pavlich.
You're going with the Pav?
Yeah.
The super Pav. He is a superstar. Let's jump on to the next game, boys. Hugo, I believe you've got that one.
Yep. St Kilda versus GWS Giants at Etihad Stadium Saturday. St Kilda in, we have Tom Ledger, Aaron Sipos, Terry Malira, Sebastian Ross, and Jack Nunes with a soreness. Out, we have Sam Fisher with his toe, Jason Graham, Justin Krzyzewski with soreness, and David Armitage, and Adam Snyder with foot. New, we have Sebastian Ross, North Ballarat Rebels, Millstones, Jack Stephen, 50 games. GWS Giants in, Thomas Bug, Reese Koyu, Adam Treeler, Nathan Wilson, Callan Yard, Reese Palmer, and Adam Tomlinson. Out, we have Steve Clifton, Sean Edwards, Israel Folau with his back, Tim Golds, Anthony Miles, Tom Scully with his back, and Matthew Buntine. New, we have Reese Kuyu from East Fremantle, Western Australia.
Yep, I'm looking forward to watching Rhys Kuiu. He was very good in the NAB Cup, so looking forward to seeing him play. Riley, GWS, any chance at all?
No.
No?
No.
Won't get close?
Nah.
How much will they lose by?
30 points.
Okay. Overall, do you think GWS has had an acceptable season? Yes or no? Riley, do you think they've had an acceptable season?
Who, GWS?
GWS, yeah. For their first year in, they've won a couple of games. Has it been good enough?
Not really.
Hughes, what do you think?
No.
No? Okay. Has Gold Coast's year been good enough?
Yeah, they've been pretty good.
They've won the same amount of games.
Yeah.
And it's the Gold Coast's second year.
I like them better.
You like the Gold Coast better?
Yeah, I like Gold Coast better.
Okay. Let's move on because it's not really that interesting a game. Let's get to the serious stuff.
Port Adelaide, Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, that's serious.
Amy Stadium. What?
Kick you,
huh? Oh. Saturday, 10 past 2 p.m. Port Adelaide in Travis Spoke, Tom Logan, Daniel Stewart, Andrew Moore, Hamstring, Brisbane, Josh Drummond, James Hawksley out, Matt Maguire foot, Elliot Yeo, Milestones, Andrew Raines, 100 games, and yeah.
Yep. Boys, just give me a one-word answer. Who wins, Port or Brisbane?
Port.
Riley?
Yeah, Port.
Does anyone really care about this game?
Not really.
Riley?
No.
I couldn't care less. Let's move on.
Okay, Sydney Swans versus Hawthorn. Saturday, Sydney unchanged, Hawthorn in, Lance Franklin, Sam Mitchell, Josh Gibson out. We have Chance Bateman, Stephen Gilham, Shane and Savage, Millstones. We have Matt Suckling with his 50 games.
Top of the ladder clash, boys, at the SCG. Does it get any bigger in round 22?
No.
Nah, it doesn't. Three massive ins for the Hawks, Buddy, Gibson and Mitchell. So they'll be very confident going into this game. The Swans are unnamed. Mitch Morton has retained his spot after a stellar 4 touches on debut for the Swans. Hugo, who wins this game and why?
I reckon Hawthorn because they've got better forward line and midfield.
Okay, Riley, who wins this game and why?
Not sure, but I hope the Hawks win.
Okay. Whoever wins this game will more than likely finish top of the ladder at the end of the season and guarantee themselves a home final, which is a massive advantage to have going into September. How many will Buddy kick? He's been on the sidelines for 6 weeks. You'd imagine he's going to be coming out very fired up.
Yeah, I reckon 6, 7.
Okay.
Maybe less.
Beautiful. We'll have plenty to talk about next week after that game, that's for sure. Let's jump on to the next one, boys.
Okay, West Coast Collingwood, Paterson Stadium, Saturday 7:40. In Sam Butler for West Coast, Matthew Rosa, Josh Kennedy, out Brad Dalziel, Ashton Hams, Jacob Brennan. In for Collingwood, Dane Swan, Alan Tuvey, Ben Johnson, Tyson Goldsack, Cameron Wood. Out, Nick Maxwell, Groin, Marty Clark, Darren Jolly, Saunas, Jamie Elliott, Groin, and Colin Mooney, ankle.
That's all. Pretty good game, this one. It's actually fourth versus fifth on the ladder. Big ramifications for top four. Who wins, Hughes, and why?
I reckon Collingwood, but West Coast might get up there, but not win.
Okay, so you think it'll be tight?
Yeah.
Riley, who wins? Actually, stupid question. You're a Collingwood supporter. Who wins?
Yeah, Pies.
Why do you think the Pies will get the job done, Riley?
They're just overall better.
You just think they're a better team?
Yeah.
Does the outs of Darren Jolly and Nick Maxwell make a big difference? Especially considering Darren Jolly, when you're going to be having to go up against Cox and Natanui.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it's going to have an impact?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but you're both still tipping Collingwood?
Yep.
Not
by much, though.
It will be close.
It will be close?
Yeah.
It's an exciting round of football, that's to say the least. Let's jump on to the next game, boys.
Yep, Gold Coast Suns versus Carlton at Metricon Stadium. Gold Coast in, we have Trent McKenzie, Charlie Dixon, and Jacob Gilby. Out, we have Jared Brennan, Josh Toy, Andrew McWalter. Carlton in, we have David Ellard. Out, Mitch Robinson with his eye.
Okay. Who do you think's going to win this one, guys?
Carlton.
Yeah. I'm actually going to pick Gold Coast, just because Carlton's no good.
They've got Waite and Simpson back.
Carlton's no good. I think Gold Coast is going to win by a lot.
Sure.
No, I'm just joking. I just wanted to annoy Dylan, who's sitting over there on the soundboard. Boys, who wins this game and why?
Carlton, because, as I said, Waite and Simpson back, they get the game going well.
Yep.
And I reckon, yeah.
How much?
15 points.
You think it's going to be close?
20 points, yeah.
Okay. I would have said 15 or 20 goals. Riley, how much is Carlton going to win by?
50.
Okay, I'm going to stand by my tip and pick Gold Coast. Let's go on to the next game of the round.
Okay. Geelong Bulldogs, Simmons Stadium, Sunday, 1:10. In, Travis Varko, Alan Christensen, Billy Smets, Cameron Guthrie. Out, Joel Selwood, Saunas. Bulldogs in, Jared Grant, Liam Jones, Christian Howard, Michael Talia, Tom Campbell. Out, Ace Cordy, Black back, Fletcher Roberts. That's all.
Hugo, you picked this to be your game of the round. Tell us why.
Because Geelong's not playing as good this year, I don't reckon.
Okay.
And those two are, I reckon, the same this year.
So Geelong's sitting sixth on the ladder and Bulldogs are sitting 14th.
So? Just because they're sitting 14th doesn't mean it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, but
they
might
You're
be
saying
really bad
it's going to be a good game.
I know.
So you think
it's
the
going
dogs,
to be a good game.
So you think the Dogs... Who are you picking in this game?
I pick the Dogs.
Cats and Dogs.
So,
because
right, so
cats and dogs, you know, go together.
The dogs are,
and they fight, you know.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're picking the Western Bulldogs to beat Geelong in Geelong because dogs usually beat cats.
Yes.
Right, Riley, can we add some... Can we get some sensibility back to this conversation, please? Who's going to win this game, Geelong or the Bulldogs?
Cats.
Geelong, we'll get how much do you think they'll get up by?
10.
Points?
Yeah.
Hugo, Geelong will win by over 100 points.
No, they won't. Do you want a bet?
We'll talk about a bet offline.
Okay.
Let's jump on to the next game of the round, guys.
North Melbourne versus Fremantle at Etihad Stadium on Sunday. North Melbourne, in we have Cameron Delaney, Aaron Mallett, Will Sirikowski, new. For North Melbourne, we have new Will Sirikowski. Fremantle, in we have Zachary Clark, Dylan Robertson, and Cameron Sutcliffe. That's it.
No outs for Fremantle as of yet, as it's the extended bench because we've got a Sunday squad. So stay tuned if you need to update your super coach or dream team, if you are good enough to be in the finals, which I am. Let's continue. Boys, who wins this? I actually think this is going to be a pretty good game. This is 7th versus 8th on the ladder. Who wins?
I reckon North Melbourne because they've been playing good.
And Riley?
Yep, Kangas.
North's probably the informed team in the AFL at the moment. Do you reckon that North Melbourne could have won if had it had been in Fremantle?
No.
Hughes?
Probably not, maybe though.
Okay. So we're all confident North is going to get the job done?
Yep.
How many's Pav going to kick?
Five.
All right, so that should pretty much sew the Coleman medal up for him. Let's jump on to the last game of the round. This is the one I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, Demons and the Crows, MCG, Sunday, 4:40. In, Matthew Bate, Jordan Gisperts, Daniel Nicholson. Milestones, James Frawley, 100 games. In for Adelaide, Jason Porplesia, Aidan Riley, Brody Smith, Jared Lyons, Tom Lynch. Out, Chris Knights, Rory Sloan, Elbow, Milestones, Kurt Tippett, 100 games.
Yep. Once again, extended benches for the Sunday games, as it's extended squads. Really looking forward to this game, boys. I will be going to this game as it is the Glove, one of our favourite at Radio Karen, Brad Green's final game. Hopefully he does a lap of honour at the end of the game so we can applaud him for being the absolute champion that he's been throughout his career. I say that with all sincerity. Who wins this game and why, boys?
I reckon Adelaide Crows.
Yeah.
Because they've got more disposals. And yeah.
Riley, who wins?
Crows.
By how much?
20 or 30.
Let's just quickly go back through the games and give us our tips, boys. Just give me one word answers. Richmond versus Essendon.
Richmond.
Riley?
Richmond.
How much?
The 20 to 25.
Nah,
points.
I need a number.
25.
Riley?
24.
I'm going to go with 24. Essendon to win that one by 27. St Kilda versus GWS.
St Kilda.
Who?
St Kilda versus GWS.
Saints.
I'm going to go with the Saints. Port Adelaide versus Brisbane.
Port Adelaide.
Yep, Port.
I'm going to go with the Lions. Sydney versus Hawthorn.
Hawthorn.
Hawks.
Hawks. West Coast versus Collingwood.
Pies.
Pies.
West Coast. Gold Coast versus Carlton.
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 Gold Coast. Geelong versus Western Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
Cats.
Geelong. North Melbourne versus Fremantle.
North Melbourne.
Kangas.
Kangas. Melbourne versus Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Crows.
Adelaide.
Hello,
Hugo, I think we're going to have to reconsider your status and title as a professional commentator and expert on the game after your Bulldogs. Geelong.
I go for Bulldogs.
Totally.
You do not. You go for Carlton.
I know, but I like Bulldogs. They're like my third favourite
All right.
team.
Hawks. Good. Pink. Good. Yeah. So, boys, thanks for joining us on the show today. We'll tune in on Tuesday for Footy Frenzy as we go back over the rounds. Remember to check out all the other shows on RadioKarem.org and to like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Keep those questions and comments coming. Also, tune in from 5 o'clock tonight as KaremFest 2012 goes live to air for the first time. Should be good. Check out the tunes. Apart from that, thank you for tuning in and we will speak to you next week.
Yes.
Oh, and thank you to our soundboard people, Caitlin and Dylan, who
thank
did a great you. Job, and Kobe for sitting here doing nothing.
Thank
later.
You, guys.
Let's go.
People, the listeners might want to come.
See, bro. Yep. Bye.
Teammate has run to touch him.